It's the Travel Planner Show with Kevin and Sue McCarthy.
Last night, I had the pleasure of dining at Piaf Restaurant here at the Grand Villas Resort. Unfortunately, Sue wasn't with me, so we're going to have the great occasion to do so again tonight. I'd like to introduce Carl Gulata, the chef de cuisine of Piaf Restaurant. First of all, thank you so much for an exquisite dining experience last night.
The pleasure was mine. Thank you very much for coming, and nice to meet you, everybody. My name is Carl Gulata. I'm executive chef of Piaf Restaurant in the Grand Villas.
And as you can tell, that is a bit of a French accent. How long have you been working here, Carl?
I'm in Grand Villas for 2 months already.
That's a short period of time. And again, the presentation and the food last night was just a work of art. It was perfection. I'm assuming it's only going to get better.
Yes, I try to get two things in my plate, in my menu. The decoration is the first of all, and second one is very important, the flavor. I try to give a lot of flavor of the product.
Tell us your experiences in France. Where are you from and where did you work?
I born in Marseille, in the south of France.
That's a home of great bouillabaisse, by the way.
And all my inspiration is about the south of France, and I love all the states of France. I was working in a mountain like Courchevel in the winter time. I was working also in the Brittany. I was working in London. I love a lot London because in London is many, many different restaurants, and I think the capital of the food for me is like London or Paris and New York. And after, I was lucky to work on the cruise line, and I was lucky to open two new big ships. In this place, I learned to speak English, I learned many, many things, and to travel also in America. I was working for Disney Cruise Line, DLC. I opened the Disney Dream and the Disney Fantasy in 2010 and 2012. Then after, I decided to stop it for work in other one, Oceania. Then after, I decided to stop it for come to work for Grand Villas. Different challenge, different capacity of guests, but now I'm very happy because it was for me a very, very good experience to work on a cruise line because the capacity of the guest is a lot dinner every day, a lot food, a lot meal to prepare. But I was lucky also because I get the experience to work on the ship, but I was in the Remy restaurant. It's a restaurant, exclusive restaurant with a very high level of French cuisine.
And having that experience of working throughout France and then the cruise lines, as you say, that gives you a depth, I think, well beyond anything you would learn even in a culinary school.
Yes, before I was working in the French company named Sofitel, Accor Sofitel, and I was working many, many years for them. And in this company, I learned many, many things about cooking, first of all, and secondly, because in the level in France with Sofitel is very high, and I was very happy to work for them, and I learned many, many things about cooking and about management with them.
Yes, we enjoy the Sofitel hotels when we travel Europe. They are a great chain of hotels.
Besides just saying it's French food, how would you explain the type of food that you have here?
My cuisine is very simple, but I have to respect also because you are in a French outlet, no? In a French restaurant, so I have to give all my techniques I know I learned before, but also I have to invent because what I want to do is to do something different. It's like a diamond. I invent a recipe, and after with 1 week, I can perfect my recipe. And since I'm start here, everything was very fast. I start to do my new menu. It was very busy in the beginning because new team, new staff, new product, everything to learn. But in the end, I'm very happy and I'm very surprised because everything going very fast and very good. And I try to do sophisticated food because before I was working in the Sofitel. The level on the Sofitel is like Michelin star. And I was working also in the Michelin star when I was more younger. And my technique comes from Michelin star. But also, we are making a lot of guests, and we have to prepare the meal excellent. The first plate going at 6 have to be the same one at 10, no? And I think we have a good deal now.
And you are a four-diamond restaurant now, I believe.
Yes, it's for this. We're working very hard for the fifth one.
Well, good for you.
I wish next Christmas I've got it.
Well, if you're a good boy, well, Papa Noel will bless you, I'm sure. I must compliment you also on your wait staff. They are perfection. They're very friendly, they're very knowledgeable, and they sincerely want you to have a good meal and a wonderful experience. The one young man said, this is something the chef just made, and I really like it, you should try it. And that was a bread, more like a shape of a muffin, but it had the texture of a brioche, and it was filled with roquefort and walnuts. I could have made a meal out of that, just that. Is that your new menu?
First of all, I love this bread also. For me, it's one of my favorites. And we are very lucky also because it's not only one chef doing everything. We have many, many different points of cooking here. We have a big bakery, and the pastry chef is making this bread. We are making the menu of the bread together. He's doing a very, very good quality of bread, and thank you very much for him. And yes, he's one of the new menu bread. and I love it.
So tell me, does the pastry chef make macarons?
Yes. We are making macarons. We are changing macarons every 3 days. For example, we are doing chocolate macaron or strawberry macaron.
Our last trip to France, it was Sue's mission to find every chocolatier, patisserie, and bread shop in Paris. And I think she did.
And we stayed at a 5-star hotel. It was a perfect trip.
The wine list, amazing. Particularly when you think of a resort restaurant, and that's the one thing I think about Grand Villas. I don't think of this as, when you say resort, even the buffet lunches, it's not a buffet. It is fine cuisine. But the wine list at Piaf, there must be hundreds of wines, and they're from all over the world. And bless you for having a Sancerre. Not many restaurants have a Sancerre on their wine list, and I think that's one of the better white wines.
Yes, you know, one restaurant is working with all the department, with the sommelier, with the service waiter, with the pastry, I think, and we are working very hard for this. And when I started to work here, I was looking for change, if I can do it, many things like the cocktails, for example. And we're working very hard last 2 weeks for change the new cart, the new list of wine with the head sommelier, and also find some more French wine, because we are in a French restaurant. It's a little bit complicated for finding it in Mexico, but with the director and with the executive chef, we will do everything for find the excellent product, because we are in a 5-star hotel.
I think the first thing that impressed me was when I walked into the restaurant, and the restaurant is named Pia. You have subtle lighting, white linen table service, and Edith Piaf as the background music. I felt I was transported back to the 30s and 40s, and I was in a Grand Dame restaurant somewhere in Paris.
Yes, I think we have a very, very good and very high challenge to do it, because we are driving a memory of, in one sense, the memory of Edith Piaf, and I have a lot of respect for her because she do many, many things for France. Then yes, we have to be very high, because she's a very big monument of our culture in France is for this.
I'm glad you didn't choose Jerry Lewis. I knew that would bring a laugh. And for our audience, if you don't know, Jerry Lewis is a comedian in America. I don't know how to describe it, but the French love Jerry Lewis like he's one of their own. And it's a kind of a standing joke.
We love many things from USA, you know. We are like a neighbor. Yeah. There's many, many things we love from the United States.
Over the years, we've had an opportunity to eat in many fine dining restaurants. Years ago, I had a marvelous meal at the Moulin de Mougins, the Roger Roger. When I was living in Paris, I had the opportunity to eat at the Tour d'Argent and Maxime's. Yours is as good or better, and it's an all-inclusive free price with the resort and a lot less attitude. You have a casual, I mean, yes, you have to wear slacks and a collared shirt. A jacket really isn't even required. It should be. This is just that fine a dining restaurant. It was a marvelous experience, and we look forward to doing it again.
Thank you very much, first of all. And yes, I'm very proud, because all the team, sommelier, bartender, waiter, or cook, have a very good attitude here. I'm very proud of this. And also, I'm very happy and proud to work for Grand Velas. I think if you come to it, you can feel the food or the service is natural. Nothing is very, it's not like in France in 3-star Michelin. When you come in 3-star Michelin, everybody is so stressing, you know, I have a lot of stress, everything. I'm doing what I feel in my heart. Nothing is special. So we have a very good product. And voila.
Chef, we want to thank you very much for giving us so much of your time. I know you have to get back to the kitchen. In closing, what would you like our listeners to know about you and Restaurant Piaf?
And I will make your visit special, if I can do it.
And your website?
The website is grandvelas.com. We have all the menu on the side.
Chef de cuisine, Carl Goulata, thank you very much for being on the Travel Planner's Show. This is the Travel Planner's Show with Kevin.
And Sue McCarthy.
Coming to you from Restaurant Piaf at the Grand Villas Resort in Riviera Maya, Mexico, on the Global American Broadcasting Network.